But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome to the microphone Julie Pring. And of course, Julie is our group supporter of Parkinson's Caboolture. A number of organisations, Julie, have a special day or a special week or even a special month. Does Parkinson's identify such a specific time?
Yes, certainly. This month, April, is Parkinson's Awareness Month. And on Tuesday this week, it was World Parkinson's Day. Some of the listeners may have seen us in Morayfield Shopping Centre, where we spent the day to increase awareness of the condition. And also, if anyone was near Brisbane or closer into Brisbane on Tuesday, they may have seen one of the more icons like the Story Bridge or Parliament House or King George Square lit up purple for Parkinson's.
Oh, how good is that? Well done. Now, Julie, with the significance of the 11th of April, I did speak to our listeners on Tuesday. Tell us a little bit more about James Parkinson.
Well, he was the first person attributed with actually describing Parkinson's disease in what he called an essay on the shaking palsy. It was written in 1817. While only around 70% of people diagnosed with Parkinson's have a tremor, it remains the most recognised symptom of Parkinson's.
Absolutely. And listen, what else is happening with Parkinson's Awareness Month, Julie?
There's several walks taking place across the state. The most significant is the Really Big Walk by Joe Kelly, a Queensland politician, and his brother Vince, walking about 550 kilometres from Taroom to Camp Hill. And then on Sunday, there's a family fun day organised by Parkinson's Queensland at White's Hill Reserve in Camp Hill. So anyone's welcome to be there, and welcome Joe and Vince back. Mm-hmm. Both Joe and Vince were impacted by Parkinson's, with both their parents diagnosed with the condition. There's also an overnight walk on the Sunshine Coast and a daytime event on the Gold Coast coming up later in the month.
Julie, what is the aim of these events? Is it just simply to raise awareness or raising some funds?
Both, actually. Okay. Yes, awareness to make people more aware of the condition and some of the symptoms, and also funds, because we get virtually no funding from government.
Okay. So what's happening at the Caboolture Parkinson's for the month, this wonderful month of that we are getting people aware of this disease?
Yes, so our meetings, our support group meetings, are on the third Thursday, so next week, the 20th of April, at 12 noon at Grant Road Sports and Community Complex. And amongst other things, this month we're going to look at promoting greater awareness and attendance at our meetings. Mm-hmm. But we're also getting together each month on the second Thursday, so we'll be meeting this day. This interview at Willow Tree Cafe.
Oh, good one.
From 10:30.
Yep. Now, Julie, how would a person wanting to be involved a little bit in Parkinson's, how would they contact you?
We leave the details with FM 101.5. Mm-hmm. So you have our details.
We do.
But there's also Parkinson's Queensland have a website which people can find on their search engine, or people can contact myself.
Okay, and we've got that number here at the studio as well,
yes.
Julie. Now, every month I talk to you, you give us some little quote. Have you got anything for us today?
Well, because of the purple landscape today on World Parkinson's Day, we're purple for Parkinson's and also working together to put Parkinson's in its place.
Absolutely. And now if people are going to the park there at White's Hill, at Camp Hill, why wouldn't they wear some purple as well, Jules? Hey?
Exactly. And you can register for that on the Parkinson's Queensland website.
Good. Okay. Julie, as usual, we do appreciate the insight that you give to our listeners each month, and we wish you a lovely month and a successful day there on Sunday, with everybody coming for your family fun day.
Yes. Thanks, Rosemary. Thanks, listeners.